We are learning Masechtas Bar Basra Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We are starting a brand new Perek Amoiches Asvina. Amoiches Asvina continues with the halachas of someone who makes a sale stam, which means they don't speak out exactly what's included. And the shaila is, what's included in a sale? And in this Perek, we're going to handle not karka, not asad. We're handling like svina and metaltalim, things that go along with that. So Zok the Mishnah. Amoiches Asvina, someone who sells a boat. The halacha is that what's included in the sale of the boat, mocha es ha-toiren, the Gemara is explaining what everything is, but just for clarity's sake, we'll explain it right now. Mocha es ha-toiren, the mast is included, the mast is the pole that holds up the sails, ves ha-nes, that's actually the sails itself, the curtains, the sails that are attached to the pole, ves ha-ugin, that is the anchor, ves kol ha-manigin oisan, all the things that make it go, which means the oars. They're also all included in the sale of the Svina. But the slaves that are used, the workers that are used to make the Svina go, to oar the boat, those avodim are not included in the sale of the Svina. Not the big bags that hold the schayra, that hold the merchandise that goes with the boat, that also not included. And even the and of course, the merchandise is not included. When he speaks out, I'm selling you the Svina and everything that's in it, everything is sold, including the Avadim, the Maratsufim, the Antiki, all included, if you say, he v'chol mash v'seicha. Tait speaks out.
How about the cargo?
The cargo also, the Schair also is included. Yeah, that's Tait speaks out. Tait speaks out that when it says, v'chol mash v'seicha, lo yis ha-maratsufim, lo yis ha-antiki, lo yis ha-antiki is not a chiddush, because if the Maratsufim are not, the things that hold the cargo is not sold, so of course the cargo is not sold. So Zok Taisvis, the reason why it says Lois Antiki for the Chiddush of Hivachamash Mesaycha, to tell that when you say Hivachamash Mesaycha, even the Antiki is included. Let's see the Taisvis inside. Taisvis says, Homeicha Svina Lois Antiki, Mishum Seifa, the Ktani, Bezbancha, Omoloi Hivachamash Mesaycha, Kulam Achura Nokala. Because that's why we said this. Ava Mishum Reisha Lo Yitzra, the Kimon Dashmin, this is Tomei de Maratsufim. The chol shah and the shah and the svina atzma, the bags that stay in the svina the whole time to hold the cargo, loy macha kolchkin shchera atzma. Of course, the merchandise itself won't be included. So it's the chiddush is the gabi he v'chol mash v'seicha. Now the response speaks out another point that even though we learned in the last parak that by hektish and matana you have an idea of ba'ayin yofa moicher and everything is included. Here it still will not be included. The avodim martuf mantiko will not be included even if you hold ba'ayin yofa. That matano or hektish will not be included because these things are not part of the boat. They're definitely not part of the boat, and they're not included b'stama even by a ayin yafa. That's the Torah Shmash speaks out. He's medayik because it doesn't speak because the Mishnah doesn't speak it out anywhere. Therefore, that's the halacha. Look at the end of the Rashbam on the Mishnah. It says, "Avahani dahi pirka the metaltlin or the metaltlin." So loishto mecher, loishto matano, vehektish kulon shavim bahanud loy macha. Shekashem shloy machar. Same thing, same halacha. He always holds the same halacha. Zok the Gemara. What is a tyrant? Macha says, what's tyrant? Tyrant is iskaria. If you look at the Rashbam, he says a mast. It's the mast that you hang on the V-line, which is the sail. You hang the sail on this pole. V'cheinu oimer. You also find a pasuk that the word tyrant, where the pasuk says erez milavonoin lakach ulas is tyrant alecha. So you see. That Torah must be this big pole because using this erez, this huge cedar tree, so it must from Lebanon, from Lebanon. So if it means Lebanon, it can mean also Yerushalayim. Akapanim erez Lebanon lach lasis Torah nalecha, which means you see that the lashon of a mast is used in the pasuk Torah, and that's why I must use that lashon. What's a nace? Nace is idra. That's the actual sail. The actual what the Rishpam calls a curtain. That's the actual material that's attached to the pole. V'cheinu oimer says in the pasuk. Sheis barikma mimitzrayim hoya mifrashech lias loch l'neis. You see that neis hashaych is to sheish, which is linens that has to be used for sails. So you see, neis means the sail. Ugin means the anchor. And how do you see the word ugin? Anchor. Tanir abchia elu uginim shalah. These are the anchors. V'chein ha'imar says in the pasuk in Rus halahin to saberno arashi yigdolu halahin to again alavilti yois lish. Talking about there that Naomi tells Rus to go back. He says, "I'm not going to have a husband for you anyway. You're going to sit there be aguna all these years." So it's a loshon aguna. It means you're stuck. That's loshon ugin, which means the anchor, which makes you stuck. Let's see the more inside. B'chein o'im ra'alein t'sabrein ha'arash y'gav lo'alein t'agin al'avilti y'azish shiklar that the Dalshan Aguna means yet stuck here. What's manhigin? Amarav abba ilu ha'moshutim. These are the oars. Moshutim shlo. These are the oars that make it go. Now, how do you know that's what it means? Maybe manhigin means something else. Maybe it's ropes, like the Rashbam said. Maybe it's with ropes. B'chein o'im ra'alein, the Pasuk says, alunim mi'boshan osu mishaytayich Karshech also, and talking about all different parts of the boat, and it talks about the Meshetayach, so you see that's an Iker component of the boat, so it must be, then it says, Kol Manhigim, it means the oars. Because you see in this pasuk that includes all, oars in the Iker part of a boat. The Bayezim Hacham of this pasuk, it says in the pasuk, V'yardu Ma'inisayim Kol Toivsei Mashoit. So you see again that the Iker part of a Svina is the Toivsei Mashoita, is the ones who hold the oars. So upon him, that when it says in the Mishnah, kol ves kol hamanhigim, I saw it means to be marba, the oars are included in the sail of the Svina. Tanu Rabbanu, hamoiches ha-Svina, someone who sells the boat, mochas ha-iskala, the ramp that's used to get up the boat is also included in the sail of the boat. Ves bar mayim shvaseicha, every boat had a fresh water cistern in the boat, like a place where they kept fresh water, because the water in the sea is salty. They needed fresh water. So that bar of mine that comes with the boat, that is also included in the sail. Rav Nosson Aymer, ha-meiches ha-svina, meiches ha-bitzis. The bitzis, we'll explain what the bitzis in a second. Meiches ha-bitzis. The bitzis is included. Shum chuzam ha-meiches ha-svina, meiches ha-dugas. And Amar Rava, bitzis ha-dugas. Bitzis and dugas are the exact same thing. What are they? There are small little boats that are used when you have a big ship. The big ship cannot go all the way to shore and you can't get out and in of the boat because it can't get too close because it's too big. So they have these little boats that ferry the people from the shore, from the beach until to the ship. They have these little boats and they called either beaches or dugas. He called the boots Amri Enshi, like it says. Like people say, we have this Gemara on Shabbos, Butzisa the Meshon. These little boats of Meshon, because Meshon was a small little river, and they only used small boats. So you see, Loshon Butzisa means small boats in Bavel. Sumchis, the Baruch Shaul, Karle Dugas, he calls it a Dugas, K'nechsev Achrisem B'siris Duga, that it says that they go into Golos in these small little ships, they go very quick, they used to catch fish, because they could move very easily across the water. That's what they call Dugas, Loshon Dog. But either way, these dugas and beats mean small ships that are used to ferry the people back to shore, le'yabasha, and that's included in the sail of the Svina. Just Shiloh had it, what's the gersa, beats is a dugas, what's loshen, but it means the same thing. So the Gemara right there. Next Gemara is called the Gemara of Rava Babarachano. There's around 21 stories here, a lot of them are Rava Babarachano. And these are famous stories, but they're very hard to understand the stories. You read them kipshutai, because they like sound a little bit like a wild story, so you can't take it literally. But unfortunately, we don't have time to go into every story, which is explained by a lot of achrayim, it's a metaphor for something. There's a lot of Vilna Goyans here, Oyla Safrayim, which is from the Kli Yakar, have a pshatim in the Gemara. So we're just going to learn the Gemara literally, even though we know that it's very hard to understand this Gemara literally. Amar Rabba, which is Rabba Babachana. Amar Rabba, Ashtoyoli Nechus Yama, the sailors, the people who go down in the Yam, they told me that Hai Galo, the Matvala Svina, how do you know if there's a wave, do you see big waves, which type of wave completely drowns a Svina? So it looks like Mischazi ki tzitzisa denura chivrasa v'resha. The wave looks like on top of it has this like this thing of fire, this white fire on top of the wave. And the Rashbam learns it's really a malach there. Eish levana umalach maziku. That's what you're looking at. So now if you see this wave is very dangerous. What do? Umachina law ba'alvusa. You take a stick and the chokka law, you carve on the stick. Eka asha eka, ka hashem tzavakos, omein omein selah v'nayich. You take a stick and you put these shemois on it, eka asha eka, ka hashem tzavakos, omein omein selah. You put this on the stick and you hit the wave with the stick, v'nayich, and it'll stop, the wave will stop. Omer Rav, next story, Omer Rav v'chana, shtoyli nechusa yama, ben galo le galo, between these two big waves, is slas meya parsi, is 300 parsi. Viruma de gala, and this wave, this tsunami wave, is slas meya parsi. It's the height is 300 parsi as well. Zimna chadav azlina b'urcha, which means b'yama. He was on the water. He's on a svina. But dalina gala, and a wave threw me up even higher than 300 parsi. I saw the resting place of the smallest star. Sent them right up to the sky, deep into the sky. But how big was this resting place of the star? It looked to me like Kemivzar Arbaam Gerivi Bizra Dechardla. It looked like a place that you could plant 40 core of seeds of Chardla, which needs much more place. When the Chardla are very small, Bishlam say wheat. Let's say you want to fill up a room with wheat. You need a certain amount of field to grow that much wheat. But mustard seeds are much smaller, so you need a much bigger field for that. So saying it looked like the size of that resting place of the star was like a property that could hold 40 core of seeds of chardel. Like a plant, 40 core of seeds of chardel. If they would have picked me up even more, that wave, I would have got burnt from the heat of the star. That's how close I was to the star. And I heard one wave talking to the other wave, and even though it was 300 parsi apart, like the response speaks out, that was that's why it said it was 300 parsi apart, that still one wave could talk to another wave. And a different wave told this big wave that Rav Bachana was on, he said, he thought that if the wave was so big, it must have been that he destroyed the whole world already. So he asked the wave, did you leave anything for me to destroy? That I could go come and destroy it? Like the response speaks out that it was Avin Adar, the Adar de Averis, they deserved it. It says, you know, do you leave anything for me to do? So the wave answered, go see the strength of your master, which is the Kares Baruch Hu. That mole chut chala v'lo avri, you cannot even destroy extra threads width of sand without permission. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, ha oisi lo yisiro. No, Hashem. Hashem says, you're not scared of me. I'm impani lo yisachilu. You're not scared of me. Shesamti chol gavul yam. So you see that samti chol gavul yam chok oilam lo yavarinu. That it's a chok oilam. You can't pass this by without the permission of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So don't think I destroyed the world. I can't do more than I could do, and you can't do anything either. The Mars is.
Sailors.
The wave.
Where is there
a
person in this area?
Yeah. Rav Rachana himself. Yeah, that's a new story. Not sailors. The sailors told him what's the space between the gala and gala. One time it happened to me. Zimna chada havazlina. That he himself went. Amar Rav Rachana ledi chazali hormin, or the gear says hormiz barlilis. It's a certain shade. Kikarad akufya de shura. He was running on top of a wall. The mechuzo. And under it was a soldier who was just going on his own way, riding an animal. He had no idea that there was a shade on top there trying to catch him. And still, the shade could not catch him. So he never chapped even the nace that was dove for him from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like the response speaks out, a lot of these stories are to teach us Marab Masecha Hashem and to show that Hashem protects you. Here the response says that we see this shade was trying to catch his parsha. Actually, did not catch him, but that was a nitz. He didn't even realize he was running away from the shade because he didn't realize. But Rabbi Chanan saw this from afar. He saw on top of the wall was the shade Hormiz, and on the bottom was this guy walking, riding his horse. It wasn't even happening what's going on. Zimna Chada, talking about this power of this shade, Zimna Chada, having a sargon lay tarti kudanais of a kaiman, there was two saddled mules ready to be rode on, and they each went on two separate bridges. A tray, on top of, in Gimel and Beis now, a tray gishri, the Roignag. The river Roignag had two bridges, and one was on one bridge, one on the other bridge, one's on Brooklyn Bridge, one's on Williamsburg Bridge. That's what these two mules were. The Shavim Hai Lahai, Mahalai, and the shade was jumping from one mule to another mule, from one bridge to another bridge. And while he was doing this, Menachem Trey Kos Trey Mazgid the Chamriyad, he was holding two cups. Trey Kosi the Chamriyad is the gears of the Bach. The Chamriyad, he was holding two cups of wine in his hand. Umerik Mahalai, and he was mixing one to another one. Mahalai, while he was jumping from mule to mule, from bridge to bridge. Lenotva Nitifus Salara, and that one drip fell to the ground. And not only that, that day was a very windy day. Talking about ships. It was the type of day the ships were going to the sky and down to the depths. It was going up and down. It was a very windy day. And still, he was jumping from mule to mule and not spilling any wine. Until the Bei Machusa heard Vikatlu and killed him. Now, who's the Bei Machusa? The Rishpam Asup Shatim. First Pshat in the Rishpam is, we'll read it inside. So it says, Bei Malka the Shadi. It was the king of the Shadim killed him. Shein Darko Yishol Shade Lehirois Neodom. It's not the derech of a shade to show off for people. He was showing off and showing their powers. That was not the correct thing. Therefore, the shadim, the Rosh HaShadim, the king of the shadim, killed him. It was the regular human king. This shade was a half human, and therefore he could have been a king. And therefore the king decided he has to get rid of him, because if he's showing his powers, he might come and take him over and have a revolution. And therefore, the second child of the Rashbam is the regular human melech killed this Hormuz.